Dr. Pinsky dictating mail IME on June 20 regarding Eric, E-R-I-C, Lee, L-E-E. Eric Lee is a 48-year-old male who reports he injured his right ankle at work on 10-16-20. He was operating a device with his right hand when it struck a pole twice. Period. He was seen in urgent care, who then sent him to the emergency room. Period. He was diagnosed with a crushed ankle, broken heel, and bruised leg. He was treated in an L cast for 1 month and then a regular cast for about 3 months. He did utilize crutches and a knee scooter at various periods. He also received physical therapy. He completed his course of active treatment in October 2021. New paragraph. Per his client petition, Mr. Lee reported his right ankle was struck by a pallet jack. Peer treatment records show he was seen at patient first on 10-18-20, reporting 2 days ago. He was unloading a truck using an automatic hand truck. He accidentally pressed the button, which brought it back instead of forward. His foot and ankle ended up getting crushed with the automatic hand truck in between a pole. Apparently, he did not have too much pain that night, but in the last 24 hours, it became swollen and had trouble bearing weight. X-rays of the right foot and ankle were done to be inserted as marked. He was diagnosed with a fracture of the calcaneus and was placed in a fiberglass splint and on crutches. He quickly came into the care of a podiatrist named Dr. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, on 10-26-20. He reviewed x-rays and CAT scans and recommended an MRI. He was prescribed Tylenol number 3 and was placed in a short leg Jones compression dressing, and a knee walker was given. He followed up with Dr. Cohn and his colleagues. Physical therapy was also rendered on the dates described. As of 10-12-21, Dr. Cohn found he had 5/5 strength. Single and double leg stance were stable and pain-free on the right. Single and double heel raise test was good with no pain. Pretty good squat, but points to pain at the medial ankle. His gait was deemed to be steady. He was advised to try and wear insoles in all of his shoes and work shoes. He was discharged from care to a home exercise program. Physical exam. General appearance, he complains about not being given enough physical therapy. He reports he bought his own TheraBand, balancing board, and other therapy equipment. Extremities lower, motion of the right ankle was full, but inversion elicited tenderness without crepitus. Period motion of the left ankle, both hips and knees, was full on all planes without crepit or sore tenderness. Period feet and ankles normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to walk on his heels, but this elicited pain in the right ankle. Period he could walk on his toes without difficulty or discomfort. Period the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 10/16/20, Eric Lee's right foot was struck between a hand truck and a pallet. Period. He underwent x-rays and was found to have a fracture for which he was immobilized. Period. He then was seen podiatrically by Dr. Cohen and his colleagues. Period. Various immobilization was continued and then was followed by physical therapy. Pretty saw Dr. Cohen through 10/12/21 when there was full range of motion and no antalgia. Period, in paragraph, the current examination found a physiologic gait with no antalgia. Period, he had full range of motion about the right ankle, although inversion elicited tenderness. Period, provocative maneuvers about the feet and ankle were negative. Period. In paragraph, this case represents 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce in a similar capacity to the one he held with the insured, but he also has a second business, which is his own cleaning business. Period. He states someone else does the actual work. Period. And that is the end.